I'm 100% permanent and total for PTSD. I'm a three-time suicide survivor. I'm a former raging alcoholic. I'm a divorcee, married now to the woman that God meant me to be. And the only reason I'm here on earth is by the grace of God and the love of a good woman.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Redeck, you. Roger.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday. It's 5 o'clock somewhere wherever you are. My name is Travis. I do a lot of things, but right now I'm part of Military Creator Con 2026, talking with people who are going to be at this an amazing event, sharing their expertise, sharing their knowledge, sharing their candor and humor. And we get to know like new people. And a new thing for me is learning about Thomas Long, veteran and CEO of Apex. Thomas, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Travis. Thank you for having me here today to talk and to, you know, get to know who I am and why it is that I'm coming to Military Creator Con coming up in April in Arlington, Texas, 16th, 17th, 18th. I'm super excited to be down there with all of our fellow veterans.
Well, I think we're all superheroes when we're part of Military Creator Con. I want to know the superhero origin of Thomas Long. Give me a, you know, Cliff Notes version or maybe the real deal about who you are, where you came from, and what your military experience was like.
Roger that. I'm out of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just outside of Northeast Philadelphia. Joined the military in 2003, got out in 2009. So during that 6 years, I had two deployments to Iraq, you know, 05 and 08. I'm 100% permanent and total for PTSD. I'm a three-time suicide survivor. I'm a former raging alcoholic. I'm a divorcee, married now to the woman that God meant me to be. And the only reason I'm here on earth is by the grace of God and the love of a good woman. I have a seven-year-old son who is the star of our life. If it wasn't for him in 2022, when the VA finally told me, hey, you're 355 pounds and you're going to be dead before 2028, if you don't do something to change the way that you're living and the things that are going on, just so happens that the VA was pumping me full of 30 pills a day, four 10 trigger point injections a week, four ketamine infusions a month. You know, I was like a zombie. I was in a bad, bad, dark, dark place, laying in bed for 7.5 years. I was bedridden and housebound. In 2023, I had, from that 2022 point to the 2023 in July, I had lost 150 plus pounds. I took my life back into my own hands, did not go through with the gastric bypass surgery that the VA wanted me to do. And I dove back in both feet, both arms and head first back into the veteran community to try to make sure that, you know, our fellow brothers and sisters know that they're not alone. I went through all of this on my own, in the dark, you know, without any other veteran help. And it was a dark, dark place. So I want them to know that I'm here for a hand up, not a hand out, just like we all did when we went through basic training to get over those obstacles. There are plenty of us out there. You have a community, you have people that love you. Just make sure that you reach out and don't let yourself go.
You know, it's funny. I have veterans telling me now that if you want it bad enough, they'll give you that Ozempic style class of drugs to help them lose weight.
I asked twice.
I don't know much about it, but it seems like, you know, the old fashioned way of managing your diet and calories and health, there's no shortcuts is what I'm trying to say.
No.
So I'm very happy, Thomas. It's not an overstatement that I'm happy that you're here.
Thank you.
And that you're in this, you know, fight still, and you're the ultimate comeback kid. Tell me a little bit about, you know, through all this, how you became CEO of Apex and what Apex is.
Yeah. So Apex is a global networking entity. It's a platform that people can utilize to create networking events, either online or in person, which is where we need to get back to so we can feel each other's energies, the vibrations, the way that we we're truly meant to communicate, because that's where the power of networking really, truly is. Right now, most people are based in transactional networking, which is broken. Just getting on and doing a pitch, just throwing out there and seeing how much poo can hit the wall and will stay there. You know, I'm trying to keep the curse words down, make sure we keep it nice and friendly, family friendly out there, you know, but that doesn't work. That's not how humans were meant to build relationships. by just trying to see who will buy what they have. So being in that industry for more than 20 years, I said, we need to do it with honor, integrity, and service. So I created Apex Business Alliance. So Apex is moving forward, being able to do that across the entire globe. We have exchanges that people can join and be a part of. And then, you know, it's really more about the individuals and it's about the people. I don't want to sit here and talk about Apex all day long because that's not really what it's about. It is and gives them a way to do things, but it's more about building the relationships, being a part of the tide that God says will rise all boats. Because again, I give all glory to Jesus Christ and our Lord and Savior. And without that, I wouldn't be here. So, you know, it's really how I got there. I started networking decades ago and then was in so many different businesses and so many different things. And I kept waiting for somebody to create it. And the good Lord said, get off your backside, your third point of contact.
God helps those who help themselves, Thomas.
That's right. Get off your third point of contact. Get out there and create it yourself. No, stop waiting for somebody else to do it. Go do it right. Go do it with honor, with integrity, and with service. You know, so that's how I got to here where I am today. And, you know, there's four subsidiaries under the Apex umbrella. We're having a great time. We're doing this in the best way possible to build relationships and to help raise people up.
So let me ask you this, yeah. Because I always run across the person, whether they're veterans or active duty or civilians, who's like, you know, Travis, I hate networking. I go to these things. I pay a lot of money to get in there. I got to take time off work. I got print business cards. I hand out thousands of business cards and it's crickets. Nothing right. happens. I'm done.
Right.
What's, and it sounds like Apex is to get you over that.
Yes.
How do I get over that if I'm one of those people?
2 to 3 ways, okay?
Okay?
One way is we're not your typical networking setup, BNI, Chamber of Commerce, LATIP, those kinds of things that you run in, hand out as many business cards as you can, grab as many as you can. Honey, start the car! Run out and grab the car and go and see who you can call and see who you can talk to. We want you to build relationships. We want you to come in, talk to 5 or 6 people, which you can do in an hour, and really build good relationships. So the whole thing is we have a premium content. You can be a premium member and that person, there could be 85 people there. If you're one of the premium members, you get a list of the entire attendee that showed up that day. So now you have all the time that you want to spend with that attendee list, set up one-on-ones, make phone calls, send emails, whatever you want. So this way you're not rushing and you're not getting nothing out of it. And this way people can also reach out to you. The other thing is we have what we call modules on our website that are coming to help you get past it, to show you what you need to do to be able to get beyond what you're used to in those transactional interactions. So you can come in, not talk about your business, talk about what you like to do. Come in and be like, yo, oh man, I see you got a blue suit on. It's my favorite color. I love blue because I'm a New York Giants fan. You know what? You know, whatever direction you want to go. Hey, I love green because I'm an Eagles fan. Oh, go Birds. Even though we did not make it to the Super Bowl this year. But, you know, you got to have some fun with the things and enjoy yourself, right?
Well, I was thinking, you being a Pennsylvania guy, you know, yeah. I like Philly cheesesteaks. I mean, that's commonality right there, right, Thomas? Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you like mustard on your Philly cheesesteaks?
Mustard?
Yes.
No.
Well, I do.
Okay, great. I love mustard on my pork roll. There we go.
Oh, hey, we're doing it right now.
That's right. That's right.
So someone coming to Military Creator Con. Well, yep. Let me back up here. What said to you, said, you know what? This is a good thing to do. I want to be a part of Military Creator Con. I want to share what I have. What was it that said, you know what? This is a good idea.
So 3 things. I'm gonna I'm an open book. I'm dead straight honest, and I don't cut any of the crap. One was there's another organization out there that's doing it, but they're not doing it right. They're doing it pay to play, and they're not bringing and inviting all the other individuals like myself. I can't afford to pay to be a part of everything that we get to be a part of like they want. They want $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for you to be able to be even show up. The way that this is being run by the founders is from their heart. That's the first thing that called out to me because that made it so different. The second thing is, where better do I want to be than to be with my fellow veterans? This is veteran founded, veteran operated, and veteran run. That's what I love. I don't want those offshore shareholders telling me what I should and shouldn't be doing. That's not how America should be running. Right. Third is when you meet the individuals that are involved in Military Creator Con, you feel at home, you feel loved, and you feel heard. That's the difference. That's why I knew it was the right place to be and the right thing to do.
As you built Apex and seeing people, you know, build relationships, more than just talking to somebody, what are some common basic things that a person maybe who has anxiety, maybe has, you know, like real problems dealing with crowds of people that they don't know, what are some basics they can do to really, let's just use Military Creator Con as an example. What can they do to approach Military Creator Con, have a good time, and get the most out of it, Thomas?
Well, what I'm going to tell you, Travis, I'm going to tell you from my own personal experience, 100% sure. PTSD, okay? Anxiety, depression, suicidal ideations, all of that stuff. That's me. I'm not putting this out on anybody else out there. This is all me. It took me decades to get past all of that stuff by minuscule. I didn't just jump right into the networking world and go into a chamber of commerce because what I thought about them is, you know, and I'm not trying to put pigeonhole anybody, but those networking events, I'm like, oh man, they're all wearing suits. They're all executives. Like that's not who I am. I'm not an executive. So I started going to local networking events that were held at VFWs, American Legions, different things along those lines where I knew it was veterans. Because I felt safe. I didn't have to worry about my six. I knew that they had me covered. And if something was happening, it's not going to be just me running towards danger. It's going to be my fellow veterans and my fellow military personnel that are going to be running towards that danger to not only help protect me, but the others around us. So that's how I would approach Military Creator Con. Still don't like giant crowds, but going to Military Creator Con, one thing is definite. We're veterans. We're there for you. We want to see how we can add value to what it is that you're doing. We're not coming there to see which each and every individual can give me. And that's the thing that I've loved about being a part of Apex and all networking is seeing where I can add value has led to so many other things, Travis. The National Social Media Awards is happening this year, June 7th. In Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard at the Avalon Theater. I am the very first appointed Veteran Affairs Director for the National Social Media Awards. I wouldn't have ever had that if I wasn't networking and talking to people. We get 75 veterans identified and recognized this year for their impact in the daily lives of social media followers. 25 of them are going to win awards this year. It's the first time ever. It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm super excited about those things. But if I wasn't networking and adding value to people, it would have never happened.
It almost seems like it's the old saying, you get what you give, and you got to give freely.
That's right. Absolutely. And you got to walk into that conversation and relationship looking to add value rather than take value. Because the take's going to come eventually, but you have to be willing to give.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be the spirit of Christmas too. Giving, not getting.
Well, you know, one thing I want to say, I really respect the focus you've had in this conversation on your faith.
Thank you.
And how real that is to you. And I think that more people who have, you know, a faith-based approach to life can really learn something from what you've done. As you go through this chapter in your life and come to Military Creator Con, you know, how is your faith still guiding you?
So the trials and tribulations don't stop just because you're moving in the right direction. My thing and how faith I still follow it is no matter what obstacle I come to, I say, well, that's God. I'm walking God's path, not my path. He must want me to see this and want me to get through this. So I'm going to try to do it in the most positive way I possibly can. That's the way that I keep trying to move in that direction. And the individuals that I surround myself with make that possible. You know, my partner and, you know, best friend, my wife, may not be the same level of faith that I am, but she supports it. She reminds me of it. And, you know, she suggests, hey, babe, you know, if you're not feeling good, why don't you pick up the Bible, read something, you know? So that's awesome. And then one of my closest friends, Darwin Larson, helps me walk the path with God.
I know Darwin.
Yeah. He's awesome, isn't he?
He's a great guy.
Yeah. He's absolutely wonderful. And, you know, he's one of my closest friends. He should be coming out to Military Creator Con as well. So you'll get to see him again. And he's absolutely wonderful, you know, always teasing me about being down in Florida in the nice weather while I'm up here in the freezing cold weather in Philadelphia. But hey, what else would a Navy guy do to an Army guy other than to tease us? You know, that's how we show our love.
True. And I'm a Marine and I'm in Boston, so I definitely get all the love all the time. You know, hey, you could be here right now.
That's right.
And folks, if you're not here in Arlington, April 16th through the 18th, you're missing out.
Yes.
You're missing out on real people and real veterans doing what they love right now. And this is not just a networking event. This is like an incubator of people coming together to help you out. How can people learn more about APEX before they get there, and you if they want to, or even the social media awards?
Yeah. Tom@apex.world. APEXBA.world, sorry. And they can go check it out there. Look at it. Get on the waiting list as the directory is being created right now and everything is being put together. So feel free, jump out there. Or if you want to send me an email at helpingvets2012@gmail.com, or pick up the phone if you need somebody to talk to, if you need somebody to help you get through something, if you need help with your VA benefits, if you need, it doesn't matter. If you need to pick a color shirt that you need to wear today, dial 215-520-8826. I'll be there to answer the phone.
Fantastic, fantastic. So look, folks, I'm Marine Semper Gumby, and we were supposed to talk like a half hour ago, and I got all mixed up, but Tom, in his grace, has just really crushed this part of our conversation. I can't wait to meet you. I cannot wait to meet you. I can feel the energy through the internet, which is rare. And no mustard on the Philly, huh?
Not on the cheesesteak, my brother. I don't mind doing whiz. I can even do whiz wit or whiz wit out. I can do American cheese, but not. I'm a ketchup guy, not a mustard guy.
Really, Hunt's?
Yeah.
Or Heinz?
Doesn't matter. If I had to choose, it's Hunt's.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But mustard on a pork roll, that's good too.
Yes. Spicy brown, baby, on my pork roll. Yes. I love it.
Yes. Well, hey, folks, again, I am Travis doing these YouTube interviews with Military Creator Con, and I am with Thomas Long, one of the cool, awesome military veterans showing up at Military Creator Con. There's still time to get tickets. There's still time to participate. Don't delay. Don't be on the fence. Just go.
You will not regret it.
Right? You will not regret it. So we're going to sign off now and get to the next guest. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you in Arlington in April.
Huh?
Hoorah!
Take care. God bless.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great, you. Roger.